Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hi, Dan?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Dan. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Not sure.
Yeah, it's saying it's a Visa ending in 3750, and it's saying that that account has been closed. So I think maybe the bank sent you a new one.
That one actually was a temporary card.
Oh, no wonder. So now you got the real card?
Right, right.
Okay, I can update it for you. Do you have that number on you now?
Unfortunately, I don't, and I'm like in a pool area right now, in the water. I don't have my wallet or anything around me.
Okay.
What would be the easiest way to update?
So you can do it on the dashboard if you like. I'm going to send you an email that says, sorry we missed you. I know we didn't miss you, but there's instructions on there of how to go on the dashboard and update your payment. And then
okay.
I'll check the account on Monday. If it didn't go through, then I'll follow up with you then, okay?
Okay. I also have a question, actually more than
yes.
one. It's not on the line.
Yes.
I'm about to travel to Europe for like about a month.
Uh-huh.
Would I be able to suspend that account for like a month?
Not with a past due balance. So because of the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal on the 2nd of each month. And in order
okay.
to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So once we get the payment up to speed, if you want to suspend the billing for a month or so, we can do that. That's called a seasonal hold. But we can't
okay.
do it with a past due balance.
I understand. But I won't be a part on the next month, on the 2nd, right?
Right. If you want to go on like a seasonal hold for a month, we could stop the November payment, and then in December you would just go right back to your month-to-month billing.
I understand. That would be great because I will be back around 8 or 9 of November, so it's about a month from now.
Oh, that's great. Where are you again?
I'm going to travel to Europe.
Oh, you're in Europe. Okay.
No,
so I'm going
to... No, no, no. Right now I'm in the U.S., but I'm about to travel to Europe for like a month.
Oh, you're traveling to Europe. Okay. So he is...
Yeah.
I'm putting a note in here. Traveling to Europe for a month. So I'll put once paid, suspend billing for a month, okay?
Yeah. Also, I got my Facebook account going. Looks like
good.
From you guys started and stuff. The only thing that I didn't remember is that you guys have ownership to it. So is there anything I can do about that?
So... We have ownership of it because we're managing it for you, but if you ever canceled service, then it belongs to your business. We would just stop managing it for you, and you would have ownership of it.
Oh, okay. And how about for the website?
For the website, you'd have two options. Number one, you could purchase the domain and not the content, and that would just be a one-time buyout of $99. Or you could buy the website and the content and pay just $29 monthly for the hosting of the site.
For how long?
$29 monthly. That would be for us to host the site for you. That way you could keep the site and the content.
Uh-huh. And that would be like for unlimited time, right? $29 a month?
Well, that would be if you wanted to cancel the program and just keep the site. So I wouldn't recommend that if you're coming back in November 9th and you're going to start taking on clients again. You need the Google and the Bing and the Facebook and all of the directories. So you need all of that extra exposure. But if you ever got to a point where you didn't want the program and you just wanted the site, you could keep that and just pay us for the hosting.
Perfect. Got it.
Okay.
Yeah. You answer all my questions. Hold on a second, because I think like I can like get out of the pool and go to the locker room if you have space for like 1 minute.
Oh yeah, I can wait for you. No problem. Take your time.
To go get the card number.
Okay.
File.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing because that way you have one less thing to do over the weekend, right?
Yeah, I mean, hold on a second. Danny, I'm going to the locker room quick. I'll be right back, okay? Sorry, I'm with my son, too, like on a pool area.
That's nice.
Thank you. And it happened to be like in a jacuzzi, and I had the headphone on, like listening music.
And
the phone next to me, because otherwise I would have picked your call.
Nice. So are you at the pool at a resort, or are you at the gym, where's the pool?
I'm at the gym. Yeah.
You're at the gym. Okay, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. You and your son go work out together, huh?
Yeah, it's an
Yeah, that's
experience.
Really nice. Yep. It's more fun when you go with someone.
Yep. Yes, if you don't mind.
When I go, I always reward myself with the sauna afterwards. I always tell myself I have to get through the workout first, and then I can go in the sauna.
Yeah, that's a really nice experience.
Right? It's motivating because sometimes I'm lazy and I don't want to do it, but then I just keep thinking, it's going to be
That's the rewarding
nice.
Part.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. What country are you going to in Europe?
Romania.
Oh, how nice.
Actually, I'm going to go traveling to Germany and Romania.
Wow. You're going to have quite a trip.
Yeah, I haven't been since last year, so it's about time.
Yeah. You have family over there, or?
I have, half family here, half family there.
Nice.
Okay, I'm ready.
Have a safe trip. Yeah, I know you're going to have fun, but yeah, go ahead. I'm ready when you are, Dan.
It's 4036.
Okay.
2303.
Got it.
0626.
Okay.
5888.
Okay. Expiration?
0826.
8 of 26. And then the code on the back?
545.
545. And for this card, is it the same billing address on Mabel Place? 7 Mabel?
That's
it
correct.
Is? Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
So I'll get your authorization, and then you said that you were going to leave on November 9th, right?
No, I'm returning back to U.S. on November
9th. Good. That's perfect then. Okay. So question, I got an invalid account number, so I'm going to read back to you what I have, and you can tell me where I went wrong, okay? I have, is it 4066?
That was the old card on file?
No, the new card. Does it say 4066?
No, it's the last four is 5888.
Oh, no, I'm starting from the beginning. 4066.
Oh, hold on. I put it away.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
I'm bothering people here.
Okay, I'll be quick. I just want to make sure because it says I have a wrong number. So it's 4066. 4036, and then 2303,
that's correct.
0626, 5888.
That's correct.
Okay, good. Okay. So I will get your authorization, and then I'm going to put you on a seasonal suspend, and your billing will resume on December 2nd, okay?
Awesome. That's great. So also the service will resume on December 2nd?
Exactly. Yep. While you're in Europe, everything will stay active, so they're not going to delete the website or the directories or anything. They just won't do any active programming on it because you're going to be out of the country. So when the billing resumes, they're going to catch up on all the updates that they missed while it was on the hold, okay?
And also, do I have to do, like, anything for Google? Because I think I still have to do something for Google, right?
I was looking at the notes here because one section said, let me see, there was one note here that said Google optimization complete, but then it said something about they were going to send you another PIN verification code. So I'm not sure if Google needed to send you another PIN code or not, but if so, and you happen to get one within the next 5 days, just get the number back to us. If not, then there's nothing else that has to be done on your end, okay?
Oh, see.
Yep, Kim, because you were all good to go there. So, yep, and so let me just make sure client added us to, or the Facebook page, we added client to the Facebook page. Client to verify by video recording. Oh, that's what it was. Do you did you complete the video recording for the Google verification yet?
No, and I'm not sure what that. What's the Google?
Okay, so let me schedule that for next week then, because what happens is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on
the... How they can do that?
Well, they can do that if they didn't have an address there and Google allowed them to be published, but they're not going to allow that. That's why Google wants to do a video verification so that we can...
And the video verification would be like... Me personally or something? Or
I'll set an appointment for next week, and then Google will call you on a video call, and all you have to do is show some type of signage for your company located in Stafford, and then they'll verify your listing, okay? So if you have a work truck or something like that that has your business on it, then they'll be able to verify you that way, okay?
How about the business card?
Not sure if a business card would work. I think they just want to see that you're in the area. So even if it's a home-based business.
I do have the truck with the registration on the business, with the business name on.
Okay. So hold on because I'm checking with.
The only thing is when we purchased the truck, for American Aid Inc. And after we purchased the truck, we changed the name of the company to American Aim Construction Inc.
Okay, so the truck says American Aim Inc., not American Aim Construction Inc., right?
That's correct.
Okay, so give me a second here. I'm gonna chat James because they said that our agent James might be able to do the video verification for you, which would be great. I'm just going to let him know.
Mm-hmm.
So in case I have to schedule the appointment, I know you're at the gym and I don't want to take a whole lot of time. Do you want me to say maybe next week, Wednesday or something, if that's the case, we can have Google do the video verification then?
That would be great because on Friday I'm leaving the country.
Okay, so I'll do that because I want to let you go because I know you're at the gym and you're with your son. I don't want to take too much of your time. So you're all good to go here.
Technically, they're still business working hours, so...
Yes, if the video verification call is available, I'll send you a text message with the day and time of that appointment so that you know, but I'll set it up for Wednesday. And then if for any reason you don't need it, then you won't have to worry about me sending you an appointment. So you'll only get an appointment is if you need that video verification, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, so have a very great rest of your week and have a nice and safe trip to Europe too. Enjoy yourself. And then we'll talk
to you
more when you get back, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. No problem, Dan. Have a good evening. Okay, thanks. Bye.